So dear student, going through with the statistic on arrival, seeing the ranking of different countries from point of view of international tourist arrival and the receipts, we move to understand to another topic called role. What do the role they play? Because obviously the whole setup of this has given certain roles to be played and we count on them now. Effective National Tourism Department marketing begins with an understanding of the determinants influencing its main market. So whatever determinants a country has is highlighted to international market, and then it makes international traveler to decide to go to that destination. This is the role National Tourism Department, NTOs, all they work towards. They focus on creating awareness of a country. So aimed at using the opportunities created by positive events and limiting the aspect of negative ones. There are negative elements prevailing in almost many countries. And some gain certain thing. Ultimately, what someone's gain is another destination's loss. But as far as possible, negativity in form of stopping international tourists to come in has not to be focused and not to be taken, though as in a threat is a matter of a concern. But yes, the impact of negative element have to be also reviewed and considered. And for example, Thailand in recent years have been noticing a drop of international arrival. The sustainable growth that they were monitoring for a number of years has now slowed down. It's a matter of concern for Thailand. And as I said, someone's gain is someone's loss. And that loss is of Thailand, and the gain could be contributed to countries like Cambodia and Vietnam, which is also in Asia, Southeast Asian region. The role of marketing. India marketing efforts major factors. What do? They target market segment. For example, targeting from Indian perspective to international traveler is our culture, is our diversified ethnic scenarios. We have diversified weather. We have different type of terrain around it in India. We have heritage sites. So we need to target those type of segment. Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, they have wildlife. And then they target the market segment who is looking for safaris. And again, the target or marketing role is to promote that what is available, at the same time motivate buyer to visit them. For example, people go to South Africa for a number of reasons which motivates them to travel. There are a good number of travelers who go down to go to Kruger National Park in South Africa, whereas some who visit South Africa would also link it from a historical point of view and would go to Durban, where Gandhiji lived for almost 25 years, or the historical character who contributed and fought with the racial discrimination policies, Mandela. Different motivation of tourists, and that's the marketing that one has to pick up, including not only capitalizing on availability, but also creating awareness of what we have in stock for such tourists. So motivation has to be addressed. And then, of course, competitive scenario. And it perfectly sits for many countries where identical products are available. And in fact, competitiveness scores on another destination which we have. Let me give an example from domestic point of view. Recent years, for last 2-3 years, The international tourist arrival to Goa has dropped, and that has resulted into gain for another beach destinations, like, for example, Maldives get momentum. Some other countries got momentum where international tourists have started going to those destinations. So competitive scenario prevailed, and that has to be addressed and marketed accordingly. Any NTO has to operate on two levels. It says that it has to work and operate on two levels as a marketing role. One is the destination in itself, promoting the destination. India Tourism offices promote India on international platform as a total country of India, as incredible India. Our guest is a god for us, Atithi Deva Bhava. That's the focus as a destination promotion. And the second level at which they work, that marketing activities. In that, they play the role of facilitation. Now, from Indian perspective, we had huge number of offices, something like 12 to 13, spread around the world promoting India. Those have been shut down in the last 3 to 4 years for various reasons, with the availability of details on the digital platform, plus due to budget constraint and cost saving, all those 13 offices which were represented by an IS officer or a very high senior ranking officer with a team office, etc., has been shut down. So of course, in that aspect of physically present in certain areas also requires marketing activities. Example, take Thailand Tourism Authority. Very modestly, I'm sharing with you, my dear student, that I have worked myself as a marketing director for Thailand Tourism Board for almost 6.5 years based in Dubai. So what were our marketing activities? Create and facilitate and create the awareness of destination. Taking example from Thailand, you all may be knowing that Tourism Authority of Thailand has a full-fledged operational office in Mumbai, where they take up activity and is being represented by a director who is a Thai national, because Tourism Authority of Thailand is a government body. They haven't yet gone in outsourcing. Unlike many other tourism boards, like Oman Tourism Board, as an example, or some other tourism board, Hong Kong, they have gone through outsourcing. So a company which represents a destination like Oman, like Hong Kong, you will have a third party, rather a distributor, who will be doing marketing of those destinations in international market. So marketing activities and destination itself both has to be done as a marketing role. How do people know about certain country? Through these two roles. Further to that, destination in itself as a promotion. So reaching to potential visitors through expenses on a promotional mix. I'll give example of South Africa tourism. They have different region. They have got different product which has to be marketed. So you would have Durban region, you would have Pretoria region, and many much such more regions in South Africa. They will have respective people coming in from those, including the hotelier and the airline service provider, tour operator. They will join that delegation that comes to India and visit around 3 to 4 major cities where they hold roadshows, invite travel agents, and provide opportunities to interact or they come here to market those products, be a tour operator, a hotelier, or the tourism board itself has a low profile in these activities because they are just present here as monitoring. Even they have gone in their marketing role in facilitation mode, they have just been giving no handouts. In fact, they just ask you to scan different QR codes to download brochures. Depending on the market, depending on what type of the travelers travel to South Africa, maybe their roadshow in other countries of the world would be on much higher scale where there is an interest. Say, for example, Kruger National Park. Wildlife safaris, yes, we do get Indians going for wildlife. But at the same time, we do also have wildlife here. We have a number of national parks. Other than three animals that we don't have in India, all other animals that are available in Africa, we do have. Of course, we don't have, for example, we don't have zebra, giraffe in our national park, not as museum, but national park in the wild. So we don't have zebra, we don't have giraffe, and we don't have gorillas. Rest of other, all big five, we do have. We have tigers, we have lion, we have rhinos. Kaziranga National Park is famous for one-horned rhino. We have got Gir National Park, Kanha National Park, and many such things. So the role is of marketing is to reach out to potential visitor through expenses on a promotional mix. So they will combine promoting wildlife, cities, heritage sites, as I counted. Aimed at destination awareness, yes, you know about the destination, different availability, what is that destination has to offer, etc., etc., and logical thinking and innovative ways to promote destination. Logically, they would think of, for example, throughout South Africa, there are flights out of India. In fact, there is no direct flight to South Africa as such. People have to go via Addis or via Nairobi or via Dar es Salaam to South Africa. And then further within that, you have a lot of other options. You can take a bus route, green route, what they call it, or you can take a local flight from point A to point Z, etc. So in a nutshell, in summary, it is like building a core or a main campaign for promotion. So they focus on destination promotion. They mix up the product and sell it and then create awareness. So someone who hasn't been to wildlife safari at all and would like to see gorillas, or would like to see giraffe or zebra in the wild, they can think of the destinations in South Africa or other African destination. Okay, we go to the next. So promoting destination as such on its own, this main or core campaign unites other tourist services providers to market and promote overall tourism product. So I gave the example of South Africa, flights not directly available, non-stop, so you have to go via, and then you take up a flight to reach to South Africa. And likewise, there are some direct flights available also, but not all of those flights are being promoted for holiday makers or leisure travelers. They are also flying those airlines because huge number of Africans visit India for medical and commercial reasons, and also Indian who live in certain countries of Africa of Indian origin, they also use that. So combination of that, providing services, infrastructure, etc., to promote overall tourism product. So it will not be only promoting a specific thing, like for example, if you are going down to Kenya, then you not only go to wildlife safari, but also see, say for example, you go down and see the development that Kenya has seen in recent years. So awareness comes in, and with this awareness, people know what their perception and what the country stands now. So such campaign use communication and distribution tool as a marketing support, as a marketing role through communicating and distributing. So people come out of their cobweb or the perception they could have had about a destination. Like I'm talking about Africa, people generally, we have a perception, oh, poor country, everyone is poor there, they don't have food to eat, etc., etc. Which is not the case. If you go down anything from East Africa to West Africa, it's a well-established and they are growing. And thanks to the destination tourism companies who have created awareness in all different platforms to promote the tourism product. So campaigns like Incredible India or Visit Malaysia and typical example of such destination. Yeah, so when you think of Malaysia, truly Asia, what is the message coming to you? Because if you are looking for Asian culture, Malaysia offers that as a bundled product for all cultures. Be it's an Indian culture, so you have Tamilians and other Indian origin people who are Malaysian now, or you have Chinese, or if you like to Malay, then they are Muslim culture, you see them, and that is ethnic group again, and so on. So Malaysia attracts, and like what? Incredible India. When you think of Incredible India, which means something that remained with you as your fancies and so on, that is attaching you to that Incredible India, the magical impact of that, and etc. and so on. That's the marketing role. So marketing roles, moving further, there is a specific case example picked up about Israel. Take this example as a spiritual energy. So we have a case study with about Israel, the marketing role. Israel, which is a country, are seeking shalom. Taking in the spiritual energy of Jerusalem, therapeutic stillness of Dead Sea. These are the attraction. Not as a tourist, as Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, Haifa is the best example of successful Jewish-Arab coexistence in Israel. An easy day trip from Haifa is Sazera National Park, a large archaeological site. 50-minute ferry ride from Haifa Port, Akko or Akko in Hebrew, is a little jewel in the crown of Israel and can be easily explored on foot. So Israel attracts a lot of international tourists. First, the Jewish people practicing Judaism around the world would love to see this country, and they go down there. The infrastructure, some of this of a heritage value, some has a value with link to the religious feelings like Israel, especially the Jerusalem city, which is the capital now, is the cradle of all the three religions. Jerusalem is important for Christians, being the birthplace of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, or Muslim for Aqsa Mosque, and for Jewish as well for Solomon place. So all this are combined. In addition, they have been very successful in marketing Israel to the tourists who look forward for how this desert country in many parts of the land has been successful in going into agriculture and retention of the touristic sites. Further marketing roles, case study we took of Israel, another wonderful case study of Oman. the city of Jeans and Bala Fort. One of the things which I appreciate about Oman is many things are very natural here as far as tourist attractions are concerned. Unlike other GCC countries, many of them have cement skyscraper going up in the sky, man-made attractions, etc. Oman still retain some of the heritage sites like the fort you can see or the countryside where you still have the palm grove. You have seen the growth of date plantation. Also, Jabal al-Akhdar, which is an attraction because they were source of providing and they have grown flowers, and there is a famous Amwaj perfume that they manufacture from the roses which they obtain. So the oasis of Bala owes its prosperity to the Banu Nabhan, the dominant tribe in the area from the 12th to the end of 15th century. The ruins of the eminent fort with its wall and towers of brick and stone foundation are a remarkable example of this type of fortification and attest the power of Banu Nahban. The 13th century Bala Fort, located about 200 kilometers, is one of the UNESCO's World Heritage Site in Oman, and it is surrounded by an aura of cult and magic. Okay, the third case study after seeing Israel and Oman, the third case study here is promoting New Zealand through Tourism New Zealand. I mentioned Israel has their own tourism authority. They have got own tourism department and they have an office in Delhi. Oman is outsourcing their marketing in India to another company. But tourism in New Zealand is our third case study, and their biggest campaign, which has been very successful, is 100% pure. Pure New Zealand. Tourism New Zealand objective is to promote New Zealand as a unique travel destination, especially for nature and adventure lover. One of the purity can be seen in the form of nature there. Various methods are used to promote the country as a destination. For example, branding the destination, content marketing, social media campaign, influencer collaboration, video marketing, and website integration. This one stand good for all marketing activities that any tourism board, destination management organization, national tourism department, or tourism board need to adopt to get a success in creating awareness of their destination amongst the international travelers who are searching for new destination. And my dear students, remember there are a huge number of people who really look for new destination. And they use different methods, which I just counted, looking at the country as a destination, like, for example, Israel. With the new relationship developing with different countries of the world, and now the peace prevailing at the moment, right now, Israel will again see some growth because peace and treaty with Gaza has been signed. So what they use, all the tourism boards, destination management company, use different thing of creating brand awareness. And of course, you need to market your product wherever which you need contents. Contents to attract, to get pull from the clientele. They're using social campaign, social media campaign, influence collaboration, video marketing, and website integration. The case four study, picking up, is an additional art at Brussels, Belgium. Those of you may be knowing about Belgium. Belgium is a destination famous for trade visitors and people in Europe who visit, because it's a very small country. very small country, if you have your own vehicle, within a span of just one day, you can cross over from one end to another, including visiting some of the sites. So what Brazil also is business-wise, because Belgium, which had colonies in Africa, like in Congo Democratic Republic and Rwanda, etc., they import raw diamond from Africa, and then they have polishing and processing factory of diamonds in Belgium. So they have number of activities that goes on in Brazil for tourist attraction. So intertwined like a spider web, the artistic street of Brazil continue to inspire architects and caricatures from all over the world. No visit to Brazil is complete without a trip to the Grand Palace, known locally as Grotta Market. The square is literally in the middle of the city. And this attraction has an outstanding example of electric and highly successful blending of architecture and artistic style that characterizes the culture and society of this region. Now, Brazil is of interest to people who appreciate these type of architecture. Depending on the type of tourist we are addressing to, there may not be some people who would be interested in this type. Like example, we have a lot of Gothic building in Mumbai. But how many tourists, especially domestic tourists, find it interesting to visit those styles and learn into detail? Presently, we go to architect building of a different building style. Our interest is to go and click. But internationally, there are a lot of tourists who would go down, sit and learn and read in detail how this was built, which year, who was the architect, what was the outcome. Like, for example, look at the architect part of marketing that they had to do for Gateway of India. How many of us know that stone used in building Gateway of India was taken initially from the rocks very close to us in Malar, all those mountainous small hills that we had, the stone is taken out from there and not imported from anywhere.